he'd do it. Dean flashed those teeth in a white grin. So, you've come to a decision now, Tommy. Low risk, you say? Uh-huh. So, what do I have to do? Just shake my hand, Tommy boy. You've made a wise decision there. Now you sit back and wait till you hear from me, okay? Just be ready to move at short notice. Can you do that? No sweat. I've nothing else to do right now. Dean handed him a mobile phone and a charger. Take this. Keep it safe and switched on at all times. Never use it to ring anyone other than the number that's already in it. Me. The only calls you'll get on it are from me. Understood? Tommy nodded and pushed the phone deep into his pocket. And this is to tide you over until you start earning. Keep it to yourself and don't go mad and have people looking at you and wondering. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. I know you're no fool, Tomboy. If Tommy was surprised, he didn't show it. He didn't count the money, but stuffed it into his pocket with the phone. Dean drained his coffee. Now, you keep a low profile, and I'll set the wheels in motion with my boss. He held out his hand once again. You won't regret this. Tommy gripped the hand across the table. What the hell had he just signed up for? Some 30 minutes later, on the other side of town, Dean stood before an old banker's desk, almost hopping with excitement, looking across at the man in the chair opposite him.
What kind of boy is he?
Dark asked.
A boy in crisis, Dean replied.
Excellent. And what else?
Shrewd, can think on his feet, but he lacks direction. He's struggling with a disintegrating home life, Dean said.
Dark nodded.
Malleable.
Absolutely, with the right handling.
And you want him, do you?
He trusts me, Dean laughed. Up to a point. But the main thing is, he has huge potential.
So, not a foot soldier?
Definitely not. He's no street kid. He comes from a nice home. Well, it was before the parents fell out. You need to see him. He's perfect for what we want. Elite material, I know it, said Dean eagerly.
Dark stared down at a leather-bound notebook on the desk in front of him.
Okay. Give me his details.
Dean rattled off Tommy's name, address, and date of birth. He had done his research. He knew a lot more than that about Tommy Peel. But for now, that information would stay with him. Dark scribbled in the notebook.
Anyone else?
Just one. But he'll be more suited to Trey's unit. He's feral. The dangerous, greedy lad.
Dark raised his eyebrows.
I'm assuming he does have something that'll make him useful to us.
He's fast, ruthless, and not very bright. Unless I'm wrong, he'll see Trey as his hero and follow him into hell if it need be.
The best kind of foot soldier, then.
But is he malleable? Too much so, I should think. Trey'd have him eaten out of his hand in no time at all.
Okay. I'll tell Trey to check him out tomorrow. And then we'll make a decision on him.
And Tommy? Dean asked.
He's all yours.
Usual stipulations.
A short trial period and watch him closely. Any reservations, you pay him off.
The man stared at him coldly.
Whatever way's the most appropriate. Understood.
Dean nodded, but failed to meet those ice-cold eyes. He loved and hated this man, idolized and feared him.
Don't forget, Dean. Don't get too close. That boy's expendable.